God's in control, amen? He's in control. And we're going to put him one in this church. We're going to put the Bible one in this church. It'll be Jesus and God. He's in control. Let not your heart be troubled. Just put your faith in him and your prayers in him. God will see us through. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
My struggle would be so fast.
Stand up and pray with me, would you, brothers and sisters? I've been hearing this Lord's Prayer a little bit more lately. I'm just thankful. Anytime I hear the Lord's name and Jesus' name and people praying, hallelujah, because God in heaven hears, amen? God hears. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Open up your stay. You can be seated. Be seated. Enjoy. Take your shoes off. I got this thing over here that when people fall asleep, I didn't know what that was. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I'll do it.
John, I'm afraid of that you would do it too. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Marilyn picks Psalm 96 today. Hallelujah. She's always in tune with what we're doing. It's just fascinating what God can do. Amen. It really is fascinating what God can do. Amen. And God is so good. God is so good in our lives, and it keeps us so strong and so focused. Amen. There's joy in the Lord. Can you say that with me? There is joy in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day.
Declare his glory among the nations. It runs among all people.
Hallelujah. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Hallelujah. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Heaven.
Are you doing heaven?
Home and honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his what? His sanctuary. His what?
Sanctuary.
Marilyn, I want you to see what I have on this paper. I did not talk to Marilyn this week. This, I read it. I read the words, the four words. This is our sanctuary. Amen. Praise God. This is a place of peace and of unity, amen, with God. This is a place of comfort because we got people who love one another. This is a place of joy. I see it when you walk in. I hear the laughter. When we're over, everybody's laughing. This is a place of joy where you can feel like you can come and the world cannot touch us. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So each one of us here in this sanctuary has a purpose. Each one of us. We love you guys back. How you guys doing back there? Good? Where's Ron? He's not. See, there's a lot of that going around. And that's just the spring. Welcome to New England.
Oh, boy.
But each one of us here in this church has a purpose. We do. And we must care about the needs of our family. So when I tell you, Sergio, that you have a purpose, you have a need. You need, when other people are sick, we need you to pray for them. And then when you get sick or when a trial comes, this church, this body will pray for you. Amen? Hallelujah. The devil tried to tempt Jesus. Hallelujah. The devil tried to tempt Jesus. Let me read that. Let me just go right to it in Matthew. If anybody wants to read, it's Matthew 4, but you don't have to, because I'm just going to read a little bit here. And I want you to hear what Jesus said to them. I don't have my glasses. So, I don't know. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, I can't go 2 days without eating something. 40 days, 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. I bet he was. But when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written in this book, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." From the mouth of your pastor? No. From the mouth of a church?
No.
From the mouth of a bishop?
No.
From the mouth of a newspaper?
No.
How about the news on TV? From the mouth of them? No. No. This church, this is what we're built on. Let me read that again. I want you to stay with me. Hallelujah. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Amen. The second we start talking about anything except God, we lose. Amen. Satan would love us to start talking about what we think and what we feel. Amen. He would love that. He would love that we would start to talk about something where we can get a division in the church. Amen. When I'm reading this word, you're all with me every second of the way. When we're talking about Jesus, you're all with me. The second we get off of this book, Sergio, division happens. And it's happening in churches all over the place. I'm reading articles, I'm seeing things, I'm reading editorials from churches. And I'm saying, my God, Lord, what they just wrote, unless everybody in that church agrees with them, unless they've just caused division. People will look up and say, I don't know. I don't agree with that. I don't know what to do now. How do I talk about it? Amen. But when we talk about Christ, we talk about God, and I lead you to God, every day you become stronger. Amen. And so that is, I've got so much today, Gary. It's one of these times because I had last week off too. Hallelujah. I ask you, I'm going to go right back to the Bible. It says, lean not on your own understanding. That's pretty easy to understand, amen? That's what we talked about last week, Marty. Lean not on your own understanding, amen? And then it says, do not be wise in your own eyes, amen? That's what the Bible says. What says that? The Bible says that. Now, here's a couple other things that it says in Proverbs. He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is a folly and shame to him. So when you answer something, when you stand up here and you give an opinion, you need to know everything, amen? Because if you don't know everything, then you have just spoken before the answer, amen? You have just spoken when you don't know the knowledge. And let me just prove the next proverb. It says, the first one to plead his case seems right. So if somebody comes up and gives you an opinion, you don't know anything else, it seems right. And the Bible says, until his neighbor comes and examines him. Hallelujah. I just want you to understand, we cannot afford to use opinions to run our church. We cannot afford opinion to be led in the church. We have one thing that leads us, the Word of God, amen? We have Jesus that leads us. With Jesus, we will never fail, amen? With man, we what? We fail all the time. This is God's place, not man's ways, but God's ways. Are you with me? So it's so important that you know and understand what the Word of God says so that you can understand that you've got to put it into God's hands. You have to do it. Now, do I have opinions? You betcha. If you're with me every day and we're riding in the car and I'm watching the radio or TV or whatever, you're going to hear Larry Crisilli have opinions on everything in the world. From why the Yankees aren't going to win this year to everything. I mean, I got them. But you don't want to hear them. And it took me a long time as a pastor. And it took friends of mine, like Greg Chassie, to sit and say to me, you gave an opinion today. And I didn't get offended by that. Because I'm preaching, and I want you to hear the word. So when somebody tells me something like that, it wasn't an offense. It was saying, I got to go home and pray. How much of an opinion did I give? And the more I focus on the Word, the more this church is growing. The more we focus on God, the more the blessings are coming. And I'm telling you, they're coming, amen? They're coming. This church is on fire, and things are going to change. And not like change, but new things are happening. And we're going to tell you all about the things. And you're going to pull up one day, and you're going to see different things. And you're going to see the people coming, because we're feeding them the Word, amen? But I feel this church is ready, and the harvest is ready. Elder Pat, amen? And I believe that as long as we stay focused on God, we're going to build a house to God and a bride. He's going to come for one bride, amen? One bride. One bride. And you've got denominations all over the world, amen? I know I was, but you got a denomination, and you think in your head whatever denomination you want. But then you think of that denomination, and there's about 20 different churches that call themselves that denomination, whether it be Baptist or Methodist or whatever. So which one is he coming for? Is he going to come for the one who believes this? Or the one who believes this? Or is he coming for the one who believes the Word of God?
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. I ask you this question. I hear people say, oh, this is so bad at times. Times are so bad today. Oh, times have never been this bad. Has anybody ever heard that? How many think that this is the worst of times and the things that we're seeing in the world? The worst of times. 2020 years ago. Things are bad today. 2020 years ago. There was a man on this earth walking on this earth who showed great love and compassion to people. Cared about everybody. A man on this earth, Sergio, 2020 years ago, didn't judge anybody. He came. A man who healed the sick with just one touch. He was on this earth, George, and he could walk up to you and say, my back is hurting, and he would put his hand on your back and be strong in faith, and then your back would be. People with leprosy were healed by the word of his voice, by what he claimed. 2020 years ago, sickness and death he cured. The storms, he raised his hand and he said, be still. And the storm was still. He walked on this earth 2020 years ago. And he had a message of hope, a message of love, a message of compassion, a message of eternal life, the living water, the bread. Amen? He had this. And we had this. on earth, this man walking among us. And those that should have known him the best, those scholars, the great men of the Bible, the great men of the church, should have known him like that. But what did they do? They crucified him. The man who came down, who had in his hands the power to heal, the power of life, and the church crucified him. So from that day, we've been having to live in faith. And from that day, we've had to learn how to walk in faith. And from that day, we've learned how to pray. And then thank God we have this book that tells us all about him. His name is Jesus. So times today aren't nearly that bad. We had everything. Those people in that synagogue had him standing right in front of him. They could have said, Lord, save me. Instead, they crucified him. That was a pretty bad time to me. I think that was probably the worst time in history when we lost him like that. But because of that loss, we gained everlasting life, amen? And we gained the Holy Spirit, amen? We gained God in a way that David and Solomon and Samuel did not have, amen? We gained that. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I tell you again, we are a reflection now. When you cannot be the same anymore. You can't be. You can't come to church and hear his name and leave being the same when you walked in. You can't be. That's the power of Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. If I gave you my opinions, you'd leave here with nothing. But if I give you John and I give you Peter and I give you Paul, hallelujah. Amen? What did he say? Let me go to John. I'm going to read in John. I want you to listen to what he said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? And he said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to them, feed my lambs. Feed my lambs. Amen. Then he said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? And he said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And he said, to tend my sheep. Amen. Jesus tells us to simply preach the word, to lead others to God, to lead others to the strength of God. Amen. So that you don't leave here weaker, you leave here stronger. Amen. And we must pray. And I want to read this to you. I want you to get this, church, because like you said, there's a lot of sickness going around. Amen? Can I get an amen? That's okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am so excited about doing a sermon on Ruth, but I prayed so much this week that I think God is like, it's tired of hearing from me. I mean, I talked to him at night when I got up, 3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I just talked to God. He fills me with so much, and I got to get up and write it down, and sometimes I don't, and I'm so mad at myself. But I'm just so, there's so much on my heart because I love you so much. There's so much on my heart because I want you to be stronger. I want you to do the things according to the word of God. If any of let me start here. Therefore, be patient. Be what?
Patient.
Hallelujah. The world's not patient. Amen? The world wants it done today. God is telling you, Mary, to be patient. And I'm telling you, Mary, you are a saint. You are. And you, Nancy, you are a pillars of strength. And that's why I'm going to ask you two to join with Elder Pat. And I'm going to ask people to start going to Nancy and Mary and Elder Pat for prayer. And I'm telling you to do that not because I'm raising them up, but because they're there because they're prayer warriors. They're facing things in life that there's only one person that they need. Amen? Nothing else. They need God. And yet they're here, and when you see them, they're the face of peace. They're the face of joy. They're the face of love. They really understand, and you need to understand how important they are to this church. Amen? How important they are. Hallelujah. They're not walking around puffed up, and they're not walking around with outfits on so everybody can see that they must be something special. No, they're walking around in need on their knees, and they're walking around in sacrifice, and they're walking around humble, humble, so God can raise them up. They're the people of this church that you really need. When you need prayer, when you need guidance, when you need somebody to talk to, those three people in this church right now are the ones you could call, and you won't get an opinion. Amen? You won't get anything. They will let you. They will pray with you. They will hold you. Amen? Be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble. Do not grumble against one another. That is so hard. So hard. Let me read that again. Do not grumble against one another. I'm telling you what, there's two people in this world that I love more than I could ever tell you. My mother and my father. Amen? And I grumbled against them. Amen? I grumbled against, I disagreed with my mother and my father, amen? So if I disagreed with my mother and my father and we had those little spats that you have, amen? How is it? It's so much impossible to put in, but God is saying, do not grumble against one another. So when those issues happen, amen, as a body, we have to rise above, amen? We have to rise above with a heart of compassion. And we have to, you know, just talk and say, I'm sorry. Or we can't let this happen. Or what can we do to fix it? Amen? Because if I disagree with my mother and father, let me tell you, you know, George Michael, I'm probably going to disagree with you once in a while or have a little, you know, and I'm Sergio, the same thing. Because it's nature. Amen? If I disagree with my mom and dad, that's life. Amen? That's life. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. Jesus at the door, my brethren. Take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. Hallelujah. We count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth, or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. Hallelujah. The perseverance of Job and see the end intended by the Lord. Every Sunday, I stand here in faith, seeing 150 people in this church, seeing this church alive, seeing the town just have to stop and say, what's going on in there? And I see this church, I see it that way, I see it moving that way. I see people in this church wanting it to move that way with Christ. I see people wanting to do things and see people working hard, people who have stood in faith for 6 years, stood in faith to see this church move. I see new people coming who want to see this church be their food and their sanctuary. I see it. I see it like it's right there in front of me. I see outside. I see lights outside. And I see banners outside. And I see love outside. I see life outside the church. I believe that. If 6 years ago, people would come to me and the policeman in front of me 1 year when I was just got here, he said, I didn't know that place was still open. Praise God. We're not going to let that happen. Amen? But the only way we're going to do it is with God. Amen? The only way we're going to do it is with Jesus preaching the word. But I see it. Amen? I have a vision for that. Amen? I used to say 100 people and God said, what's the matter? You don't trust me? I trust him. Do you trust him? Do you trust him with things at home, with your life, with your wife, with your husband, with your children, with your grandchildren? If you trust him like that, hallelujah, the inner strength and the peace. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Margie, Marty, we missed you. We knew you weren't feeling well. Anyone among you sick? Here's what the Bible says to do. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Hallelujah. anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The oil is just a vision and the Holy Spirit. It's just a sign of the Holy Spirit, of the oil. It's just a reflection. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. We need to use the tools that God has given us, Second Congregational. Amen? When I told you to pray for Cindy before, we don't even need to know what we're praying. We just lift her up. Amen? And we ask you to pray for Dave, because he needs the strength today. Amen? We all remember what Dave went through about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And somebody, who was it, Fred, that you put the poster with his picture? We had a little picture of it. Because we believed. Amen? We believed. And we no longer have to have faith for that, because Dave is with us. He came back and everything. So we don't need faith for that. Amen? But because of that, our faith level has risen. Amen? So when I tell you that we don't know, we don't know. I couldn't answer another question. I couldn't. But I can tell you that Elder and Nancy and Mary, we need you to pray. You're the ones that are called to pray. We all pray for each other. But the Bible says when somebody is sick or suffering, call the elder of the church. I'm telling you, Margie, if you call Elder Pat when you're not feeling well, she's going to make you feel well. She's going to talk to you until your spirit has changed. Until you still might be sick, you still might have fear, but you're not going to have that same feeling of emptiness. And you're not going to be alone. Amen? It's the worst thing. The devil would love to have you be alone, because he can mess with this real easy. Amen? He tried to mess with Jesus using the Word of God. Amen? He knows the Word of God. And you get, that's why, I don't want to even, that's my opinion. We have to stay on the Lord. Amen? Have to stay on the Lord. I can't give you my opinion. I can't tell you from this pulpit things if I don't know everything. What did I just read before? One of my favorite Proverbs. And I just. He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is a folly and shame to him. I don't want that here. Amen? I don't want you to look at me, you know what you said. No, I want you to say what God said. Amen? I believe that for us. I believe that this church is on the right path. I believe that this church is like Marilyn in that thing. Thank you. It's a sanctuary. She had no idea I was going to say that word today. We probably haven't said that word in this church for 6 months. But there's the reading and there's the message. Amen? And those are the little things for me that tell me that God is in the house. Amen? So whatever you're going through today, God knows. But now you know you have a family. They want to pray with you, or just talk with you, or laugh with you, or tell you that God is in control. Tell you that God has got more. There is always more with God. Can I get an amen? Amen. There is always more with God. Now you turn on the TV or you read the newspaper, and I'm going to tell you, your mind's going to go crazy. And whatever you believe, however you believe it, your mind's going to go crazy. If you believe over here, you're going to be mad. If you believe over here, you're going to be mad. If I start preaching any of that, we're all going to be mad. Amen? Who's the healer? Huh? Of course, you believe everything in the paper, don't you? You don't? You believe the people on TV then, right? This book of the law shall not depart from my mouth, but I shall meditate on it day and night and do everything that is written therein. I shall do everything that is written therein. Then, say that with me, then I shall prosper. Say that again. Then I shall have good success. Good success. Here. Amen. Not in a newspaper. Not from my friends. Not from opinions, from the Word of God. Amen? Stronger. Stronger. Let me tell you, when you're driving in your car, God's with you. Amen? You're never alone. When you're driving in your car, talk to God. Let him talk back to you. He'll fill you. He'll fill your mind. If you start talking to him and ask him, he'll show you. Amen? And then, like what I said this morning with the sanctuary, God will confirm that to you. Deacon Gary, you and I know you. He'll confirm it to you. He'll confirm his word if you're truly listening. Amen? This book of the law. Amen? Right here. Everything in the world that changes, this one stays the same. Amen? Every 4 years in our country, we have a new leader. That changes. We have new people running. That changes. Amen? Every day, something changes. But this, never, never, never. Say that with me. Never. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is so much. I want to read Ruth. I want to teach you about Ruth. I want to teach you about God and His faithfulness. Hallelujah. It's just so much. As a pastor, I am humbled. I am. But as a church, I am so excited. I'm excited. I want you to be. How can I get you to be that excited? When God moves in your life, you'll get excited. Amen? Look around and see your brothers and sisters. See what God is doing. See what God is doing in this church. And know that each and every person here you can count on to pray for you. Each and every person in this church you can count on to know you and to love you and to lift you up when you need it. Amen? Because you're going to be lifting somebody else when they need it. And please learn to accept the lifting up when you're in need. Amen? That's so hard to do. When somebody else is sick, oh, I'm going to pray and you'll do this and that. But when you get sick, no, I don't want to. No, I'm fine. No, I'm gonna. No, no. Amen? It's not God's way. Amen? Hallelujah. We need to use the tools that God has blessed us with. This book never lies. Never. Amen, Marjorie? Never lies. Whatever you're going through, God has an answer. Each and every answer. Whatever your prayers are, God has heard them already. He's heard them, Mary. He's heard them. We know. We know that we know. And today we have to stand in faith. But there'll be a day very soon where we won't need that faith anymore. We'll just have Thanksgiving. Amen? Because it says the end is always better. Amen? When you're focused on God, what did it say about Job? Anybody ever read Job, the end? Magnificent. Magnificent. What God returns to those who love Him. Amen? To those who love Him and who follow Him and have Him in their heart, your lives change. You'll see the people around you change. You will. I promise you will. And people will be drawn to you. And just, God is faithful. Can I get an amen? Give Him praise, church.
leaves us alone.
God leaves us alone. Hallelujah.
Leaves us alone, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Do you feel the peace in the church, brothers and sisters? I pray that you do. I pray a prayer for you that when you pull up to this church every Sunday, and I hope you come, that you see peace inside the church, that you can't wait to get inside, to be again in God's house, your house, the house you're building. You're planting seeds in this church, and you're responsible for the light coming out of this church. So I just pray, I just felt so much peace and such a calmness. And you keep that peace and calmness through your week as best you can, and it heals your body, it heals your mind, it heals your spirit to face the little ups and downs of the week with God. That's what this church is building. I felt peace. I felt it, and I just pray that you felt the same peace and that you continue to feel the peace in this church and the love and the compassion, and then hear the word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. The bread. The bread of life is the word of God, the Bible. That's the bread that feeds us. That feeds us every day. That leads us and holds us. He is the bread. The Bible is his word. And he is the bread of life. And he simply asks that we eat and do this in his name until he returns. In Jesus' name we shall. The bread of life, the word of God. Miss Elaine, we're glad to see you back and you look and with us in your smile. We thank the Lord for that. We thank the Lord for the blessings for Gary and Kim. They became grandparents this week of a little baby girl. Hallelujah. Thank you for that blessing, Lord. Thank you for the food on our table all week long, Father God. And for the warmth of our house. And for the car that we had to travel anywhere we wanted to go. Thank you for the job that we had to earn money to live. Thank you for the blue sky and the sun. Thank you, Lord, for all these things that we just take for granted. But today we just thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for our children and our grandchildren. Keep them safe, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the peace in this church. Hallelujah, Lord. Though we know there'll be disagreements because we're just people. But we know, Lord, if we focus on you, even those become greater, because I remember after disagreements with my mom and dad that somehow after the disagreement we were closer. And that I loved them even more. But I got to the point where I didn't want to hurt them, and it hurt me more to know I hurt them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We don't want to hurt you, Lord. We want to love you, and we want you to be proud of us. Hallelujah. We do this, Lord, in remembrance of you, in Jesus' name, the bread of life. This, brothers and sisters, separates us from the world. He shed his blood for our sins. Our sins are covered by his blood for anyone on this planet who accepts him into their heart. He has done that for them. Hallelujah. Shed his blood for the remission of our sins, according to Matthew. And he asked that we simply do this in remembrance of him. Thank you, Jesus. forgive us, Lord, for any iniquities we might have this week. Forgive us for words we might have said this week, for anger we might have said this week, for frustration we might have used this week, Lord. Forgive us, Father. Help us to be stronger. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you supply all our needs to this day. Right to this day. We've got to this day because you supplied all our needs, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. All the things from the years past that we worried about and were afraid of, we've made it through it. Made it through it. Why should we be weak today? Why should we be on feeble knees today? We should be so strong today. Yet God understands our weaknesses. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He knows each and every one of us. Everything you've ever said, everything you've ever done, any place you've ever been. So there's nothing you had to hide from. And yet he loved you and brought you to this day. Hallelujah. What a God. What a faithful, loving, beautiful God. Thank you, Lord. Forgetting the things of the past, let's move forward. Yes, Lord. I know he loves me, so thank you, Lord. He took the wine and poured it into a cup and said, this is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins. Covered by his blood. What a God. And we do this in Jesus' name. Each person in this church is so important. Each person in this church is part of the strength. One of the pebbles that is building this church. Each one together. Don't ever think anything less. When you walk into this church, it's your choice and you're building it. God sees each one of us. Thank you, Lord. What an awesome God. Give him praise, church. I started to cry for a minute because I was saying before, I think of the times that I got my mother mad or my dad mad. Not so much my dad, huh? He never got mad at me. And it made me sad to think that I could do that to somebody that loved me so much as my mother did. And I think of the things we do to God every day, or some things we say, or our doubts, our fears, the things we do between us, that we love each other so much. It just, I want to look up to God and just say, Lord, I don't want to hurt you no more. I know, Lord, that I want to lean on you more. I want to be that John. I want to put my head on your lap because you're the healer. And you need to trust him. Trust him. And you need to just let go of the past and walk every day with him. Hallelujah. What victories are in front of us. I'm believing for victories in front of us. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Give me